time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. On today's show, we're going to be talking with Wabash College Sports Information Director Brent Harris. We're going to talk about the Little Giants football team as well as the new football stadium that's coming to the campus over there in about another year. Also, we're hoping to get some coaches to call in from last night about their games from Friday night, at least the ones that weren't impacted by the weather. We'll get to that here in a minute. We'll also recap week six of the high school football season and possibly talk some college and pro football as well. Also, we encourage your phone calls at 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463. So now we got all that out of the way. Let's go ahead and talk high school football from last night. As we said, some weather issues, especially in the northern part of the area last night, which has forced some postponements until today for some games. Particularly up in the Hoosier Conference, and we will get to that just here in a second. But from last night, in the Sagamore Conference, it was Western Boone over Frankfort 56-0. Danville shut out Southmont 42-0. It was Tri-West over Lebanon 35-28, and North Montgomery defeated Crawfordsville by a score of 42-6. Over in the Hoosier Heartland last night, it was Delphi defeating Clinton Prairie 45-29. Carroll defeated Tri-Central 33-22. Eastern remained undefeated. They defeated Clinton Central 35-7. And Sheridan shut out Taylor by a score of 47-0. Okay, over in the Hoosier Conference, they only had five scheduled games last night. Only three got completed. And those were Cass over Western 49-20. Tipton defeated Northwestern 51-7. And Hamilton Heights defeated Twin Lakes by a score of 27-20. The games that got halted last night, or maybe even to get started, West Lafayette is at Benton Central. The game is restarted for about now this morning here, with West Lafayette leading 35-0 in the second quarter. Also, the one that never got started last night is Lafayette Central Catholic up at Rensselaer. They're scheduled to kick off at 11 o'clock this morning. Those are the two games from last night in the Hoosier Conference that did not get done. So some other games from last night that got postponed due to the weather and will have been moved to today. Caston and North White, Culver and Winnemac. Frontier and North Newton did get started. Frontier leads 6-0 in the first period when that game restarts today. Also, West Central and North Judson were postponed until today. So the weather did have an impact on a lot of things last night. None around here, but, that's what happens. So we go from there. Also, we need to talk about some college football from last night. And last night, Penn State proved that Maryland wasn't as good as everybody thought they were, especially when Maryland got started this year, as the Nittany Lions went into College Park and plastered Maryland 59-0 last night. It was Duke over Virginia Tech 45-10. Arizona State defeated previously undefeated California last night 24-17. So the Pac-10 has no undefeated teams left right now. So that's something to kind of think about and play as the season goes longer, which makes the Rose Bowl a little bit less interesting. And also, Air Force defeated San Jose State last night 41-24. Of course, Purdue plays Minnesota over at Ross Aid this afternoon. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. And, of course, Purdue is trying to rebound from their 34-13 defeat by TCU 2 weeks ago. So it'll be interesting to see how the Boilermakers respond. They need some wins. They're currently 1-2 after they had a fourth quarter collapse that led to an inexplicable season opening loss at Nevada. And then 2 weeks ago, they lost, without starting quarterback Elijah Sindelar. They lost at home to TCU, as we said, 34-13. Right now, it remains unclear whether Sindelar was thrown for 932 yards and 9 touchdowns and returned from a concussion this week. If he can't play, redshirt freshman Jack Plummer will likely make his second straight start. Unbeaten Minnesota, meanwhile, has won its first 3 games by a combined 13 points. They've been playing really good late in the game to make get those 3 wins. Won 5 straight and 6 their last 7 overall. Quarterback Tanner Morgan is 7-2 as a starter. Last time these teams played was when Morgan led the Gophers to a 41-10 victory over Purdue. Purdue has not been here before with Brown. The Boilermakers rebounded from an 0-3 start last season with four straight wins after falling to 3-5 in 2017. They won four of their last five. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over at Ross Aid this afternoon. And as I said, kickoff time is scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. The scheduled games for today nationally, not all that great, especially when you can see the game of the week, according to one of our things from Metro, is out in the Pac-12, where Southern California is at Washington. I don't know if you call this the game of the week, but it's what they're calling it. So also Virginia, who's number 18, is at 10th ranked Notre Dame this afternoon. That'll be an interesting game to see how the Irish respond from the game with the loss to Georgia last week. Also today we have, Wisconsin will be looking to see how they respond after they just pounded all over Michigan last week, 35-13. The Badgers have got, they host Northwestern at noon today. Other games at noon today in the Big Ten, Michigan is hosting Rutgers. Iowa steps outside the Big Ten today as they host Middle Tennessee at noon. At 3:30, as we said, Minnesota and Purdue play. Also at 3:30, Indiana's at Michigan State this afternoon. And then the big game tonight, the marquee game, which will be on ABC, Ohio State is at Nebraska. That game kicks off at 7:30 tonight. Also, and Purdue needs to go ahead and get a victory as soon as they can because they go to Penn State next week. Right now, the kickoff is scheduled for noon next week. So as we said, if you want to have any calls, comments, or questions, 659-3338. 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Give us a call. Be happy to discuss whatever we'd like to discuss. I'm waiting for Brent Harris to give us a call this morning. One other thing I happened to see this week off of ESPN, they have the 12 teams that they think can make the college football playoff. I think most of these are kind of automatics, but anyway, I think this is kind of David Pollack's impression of what they think they'll have. But, of course, Clemson is there. They're the top-ranked team in the country right now. Alabama should be there, Ohio State. And currently, the fourth one right now is Georgia. Those are the top four teams. After that, you've got Oklahoma, LSU, Wisconsin. Notre Dame's still in there, but they're going to have to get some help, and they got to keep winning no matter what they are because their strength of schedule is not going to help them any down the stretch. Auburn is in there right now. Penn State, Oregon, and Florida. Those are the top 12 teams that they think can still be making it in the college football playoffs. So we'll just, it's going to be an interesting thing as we move along here with that. I'm reaching back here for, this is what I want. Normally we haven't do a whole lot of baseball, but since this is the last week of the regular season, we thought we'd go ahead and give you an update on what's going on. The baseball playoffs are now set. Basically, at least the 10 teams who will be in there are set. The pairings and sites are still to be determined before Tuesday night with the NL wildcard game. Right now, after last night, Tampa Bay and Oakland got into the AL playoffs as they filled out that spot over there, as they're going to join Houston, Minnesota, and the New York Yankees as the five teams over in the American League. National League, you're going to have you'll have Atlanta, who's won the East again. The Dodgers won the West. Neither the Cardinals or Milwaukee will win the Central. And then you got Washington in there along with either the Cardinals or the Brewers is who Washington will play in the NL wildcard game on Tuesday. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. As of right now, Houston has clinched home field advantage throughout the AL playoffs with a 4-0 victory last night over the Angels. Houston will take on the Rays A's winner, while the Yankees will face Minnesota in the best-of-five division series that starts Friday. Washington ace Max Scherzer set to start the NL wildcard game against either St. Louis or Milwaukee. The winner of that game will move on to the division series at Dodger Stadium against the NL West champion Dodgers. Same day, Freddie Freeman and the NL East champion Braves take on the Central winner that either be the Cardinals or the Brewers in the National League of Division Series. Tampa Bay has got the lowest payroll in the majors at $66 million. The Rays pioneered the use of a reliever to start a game for an inning or two, an opening concept that has spread throughout baseball. They got their into the playoffs with a 6-2 victory at Toronto last night. So Oakland's spot sealed Cleveland's loss. So Oakland is in there. So you got two of the world's, two of the baseball's lowest payrolls in the playoffs over in the American League. And Boston, which won the World Series last year, had the majors' top payroll this year at $228 million. They never recovered from a slow start and then missed out on the playoffs. So last night, the Cubs picked a fine time to get back well as they defeated the Cardinals down in St. Louis last night 8-2. The Cardinals lost their third straight game after winning six in a row. Their magic number for clinching the first division title since 2015 was sliced to two when Milwaukee lost at Colorado last night 11-7. So that'll be interesting to see how that is. The Brewers are still playing without Christian Yelich and will not have him available for the duration of the season. Milwaukee's still a game behind the Cardinals. Milwaukee has dropped two back of Washington, the top NL wildcard spot with two games left. So that still remains to be seen how that goes. But the Cubs got lessy last night. They the Cardinals were hit hard by, you know, their pitchers, Andrew Miller, Ryan Halsey, were hit hard. The St. Louis bullpen stumbled in the loss to the Cubs. Cardinals, as we said, lost their third consecutive game. Ian Happ and Robel Garcia homer for Chicago, which had lost nine in a row. The Cubs were swept in a four-game series against the Cardinals last weekend in Chicago, which virtually took the Cubs right on out of it. So that'll make that kind of interesting as well. Also last night, Pete Alonso hit his 52nd home run of the season as the Mets. That matched Aaron Judge's rookie record as the Mets defeated Atlanta last night 4-2. So that keeps that thing interesting as well. Let's see what else we have from last night. Looks like the Dodgers pounded on the Giants 9-2. Walker Buehler pitched five solid innings as the Dodgers beat the Giants. Cody Bellinger hit his leadoff homer in the second off of Johnny Cueto. Started a five-run inning, which the Dodgers sent nine men to the plate. Buehler is now 14-4, gave up two runs on five hits, striking out eight and walking two. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now. You are listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of north central Indiana.
Including Lafayette, Cutler, and Antioch. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, the high 82. Clouds tonight. Mostly cloudy Sunday with a high of 83, and then very, very warm on Monday. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We are expecting some calls today. We're expecting one in particular from Wabash College Sports Information Director Brent Harris. What are we talking about there? Football team is 1-1 right now. Now, so they all have their home opener this afternoon. About 2 o'clock, I think, is the kickoff over there this afternoon. Plus the fact that they're getting ready to start a new stadium over there. We're going to have, hopefully we'll have something on that here coming up here shortly. Then also, we were expecting a couple phone calls. I know Kevin Saylor up at Carroll said he was going to probably give us a call. They were victorious at Tri-Central last night, 33-22. And we're hoping to get a call from Josh Strasser up at Delphi this morning as they defeated Clinton Parade, our game last night, by a score of 45. I think it was 45-29 last night. So that was last night. One of the things I found interesting this week is the fact that the University of Kansas has been got hit pretty good this week, or is supposedly about ready to get hit by the NCAA. And having been spent a lot of time in Champaign and got to know Bill Self quite a little bit, I'm a little surprised. But then again, what you have to do out of Kansas to be successful and keep that program where it is and where it has been is not really too surprising when you start to think about it. But anyway, the celebrated Kansas basketball program is now facing its toughest opponent. As multiple outlets report, Kansas is going to receive a notice on Monday earlier this week from the NCAA with major violation allegations. And the charges include a lack of institutional control, and Jayhawks Hall of Fame basketball coach Bill Self with responsibility violations. KU now has 90 days to respond. Reportedly, the school and Self will challenge the allegations. I saw a comment from Bill Self said he is definitely going to fight that. I did see that earlier this week. Self has coached KU to the 2000 National Championship, 3 Final Four appearances, and 14 straight Big 12 titles that did end last year. There's also a secondary violation against the football program under former head coach David Beatty. I find that kind of interesting because now they brought in Les Miles, who had highly successful times out at LSU, to be the head coach, and I don't think he will be taking too kindly. That's what will be interesting to see, you know, if Les Miles stays, if these allegations are true, if it happens to affect the football program any. But it'll be quite interesting to see what happens. But Kansas is now under the watchful eye of the NCAA, and they have got some things here they're going to have to do in order to take care of that situation. So we'll see what happens. You know, sometimes the NCAA has a tendency to mess things up like that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. We were talking a little bit of baseball here earlier, and for a couple, it's been a kind of weird year. As an unprecedented, 4 teams won 100 games in the same season, so that's going on, but also 4 clubs lost in triple figures for only the second time. And amid widespread claims that the baseballs have changed, hitters shattered the home run record for the second time in 3 seasons, sparked by batters going for the fences to beat suffocating shifts. Strikeouts set a record for the 12th year in a row, and that numbered hits for the second straight season. With some teams out of contention even before their first pitch, the average attendance has dropped 4 years in a row for the first time since the commissioner's office started tracking attendance back in 1980. So let's see here. We have looking here and trying to find my ones that just went up. I guess they didn't really go. We'll start with the ones that went down. San Francisco dropped from 3.2 million fans at home to about 2.7. Seattle and Toronto both from 2.3 million to about 1.8 million. Baltimore drew 1.3 million. They're one of the worst teams around right now. Its lowest total at home in a non-strike shortened season since 1978. Kansas City, which is looking for a new manager, They're 1.5 attendance, 1.5 million attendance is this lowest since 2006. Philadelphia rose by about 500,000 following the signing of Bryce Harper, which didn't get him into the playoffs. Minnesota rose by about 300,000 during the Twins winning its regular season in a half century. And San Diego rose by over 200,000 after adding Manny Machado. About half the teams are headed to the declines. This year's drop was about around just 2% with 3 days left in the regular season. From 28,830 to 28,252, but the final average should rise slightly after weekend games. The average fell below 30,000 last year for the first time since 2003. Commissioner Rob Manfred points to increases in television viewers. Fox is up 9% this year, and at a seven-year high, local broadcasts are first in primetime in 24 of the 25 markets. Use of MLB's At-Bat app is up 18%. Of course, you still need to win, and those have not taken place necessarily. Detroit has 100, going into this weekend, Detroit at 112. Baltimore had 107 losses. Miami had 104. And Kansas City 102, which gave baseball four 100-plus loss teams for the first time since 2002. One-sided series this weekend include Houston going 18-1 against Seattle, the Yankees going 17-1 against Baltimore. On the other side of the coin, Houston right now looks like they're going to have the winning edge throughout the playoffs unless they stumble a bit this weekend. They had 105 wins going into the weekend. The LA Dodgers had 104. Yankees had 103, and Minnesota also reached the century mark as they have an even 100 for right now. The interesting thing about a lot of this is everybody says you have to spend to win. Not necessarily so. Tampa Bay, which is last in payroll at $66 million, has made the playoffs after last night. And then Oakland, which is 25th in the salary at $95 million, they also made it last night. Three of the six highest payrolls failed to reach the postseason. Boston, which we said earlier, has paid $228 million this year. They're the top-ranked season that will not make the playoffs. Number three is the Cubs, who have a payroll of $217 million. They will not make it. And number six is San Francisco, which will not make it as well either, as they have $181 million. Throughout the game, the increase in home runs and strikeouts has been a constant. The 6,647 home runs through Thursday were up 19% from last year and well above the previous record of 6,105 in 2017. About half the clubs are on track to establish team records led by the Yankees' 305, who set the previous big league mark of 267 last season. Already 128 players entered the weekend with 20 or more homers, 11 more than the old high set in 2017, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. Among that group, 55 have reached 30 to better the record of 47 that stood since 2000. 23 pitchers had 200 or more strikeouts, topping the post-1900 record of 18 in both 2015 and last year. Baseball's efforts to quicken the game have not resulted in swifter play. The average time of a 9-inning game is 3 hours, 5 minutes, and 35 seconds, which is up from 3 minutes and 44 seconds last year. And three hours, 5 minutes and 11 seconds in 2017. Major League Baseball and players have agreed to cut the active roster size from September 1st from 40 to 28 and increase the maximum of 25 to 26 on opening day rosters or opening day through August the 31st, which should cut down on the late season pitching changes. Management has not decided whether to exercise the right to install pitch clocks and a three batter minimum for next year. On-field rules are part of the collective bargaining agreement. The sides have agreed last winter to have an early start to negotiations for a labor deal to replacement of the agreement that expires in 2021. But there have been just three negotiating meetings so far, and one of them was a preliminary session, and the labor rules remain unchanged this offseason. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with baseball. Right now, you know, they're in pretty good shape, but it'll be interesting to see how long that remains that way. So, you know, as we're getting ready for the playoffs, starting here very soon. As we said, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. I don't know if you saw this or not. It's kind of been obscured a little bit this week, but it happened this week as the NFL owners are reportedly seeking to add another game to the regular season. If they get their way, they're going to adopt a 17-game regular season schedule in the new collective bargaining agreement. Multiple reports say the league owners would like to eliminate the preseason and add one more regular season game. The NFL Players Association has stated that it's not interested in adding more games, which I agree with right now, because you get way too many people that are hurt. That's just the way it is. The owners and the unions are still negotiating a new labor deal with the current CBA set to expire after the 2020 season. So they have one more year, and then we'll see what happens after that. If you look at the NFL right now, it's a very top-heavy and bottom-happy situation right now. Currently, for going into this weekend, after Green Bay's loss the other night, which took them from the ranks of the undefeated, the only undefeated teams, we're down to that already, in the American League, or I should say in the AFC East, you have New England and Buffalo. They're both 3-0. Kansas City is still 3-0 over in the West Division. And those are the only three teams in the AFC that are still undefeated. Just think about that. We're only through this is week four, and you only have three undefeated teams left. It's not a good sign. In the NFC, right now, your undefeated teams, and there's only three of those left, too. Dallas is at 3-0. The LA Rams are at 3-0. And surprisingly, the San Francisco 49ers are at 3-0. If you want to count Detroit in there, you can. They're 2-0-1 because they had a tie earlier this year with the Arizona Cardinals. Teams that have not won yet this year in the NFL. There's several of them. AFC, the Dolphins are winless, and they may not win a game all year. They're so bad. New York Jets are 0-3. Denver is 0-3 out of the gate this year. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are both 0-3. One of those will get a win this week as they are playing each other. I believe it's Monday night this week, so they're going. One of those will get a win because they play each other this week. Over in the NFC, still winless. Washington Redskins. Arizona Cardinals, they have a tie, though. They're 0-2-1. So that's the only two teams in the NFC that are still winless right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out as we go along. I'll take another break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance Agents Susan Casper and Tony Theopanis.